Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. Nightmare of Eden Part 2. I'm watching it on Blu-ray, Season 17 Blu-ray, which has just come out. But you can grab it on BritBox, I think it is, on in its entirety. Or I've got the old DVD if anyone wants it. Part 2. Romana's getting stung on the neck again in the recap and the doctor revealing the monster in the walls, which has got glowing green eyes. It's quite terrifying. K-9 shoots at it and it backs away. And the captain wants to know what it is. And the doctor's like, I've got no idea. He puts the panel back up and K-9 starts rewelding it. I'm like, this is some very annoying busy work. and the doctor says, even if that creature killed the co-pilot, he was dead already. He was taking Vraxoan. Romana starts stirring on the floor but doesn't quite wake up. And in the hallway, the captain thinks the doctor is an agent of some kind. But he says, I'm not an agent. I don't work for anyone. I'm just here having fun. On the bridge, the captain runs a scan, which will show up any Vrax on the ship, and there's none. And he says the only thing that could shield it would be so small that it would hide any kind of, it could only hide a useless quantity. The doctor is going to use the TARDIS to help separate the ships. And he says, when I say the word, the other pilot, Dimon, has to put his ship on full power. There's some boots standing next to Romana's unconscious head, and then they run off as Trist's assistant comes in to help revive her. The machine is turned off now, so the Eden projection is not there, and the assistant goes off to get a drink for Romana, which is when the captain comes in. And we see a hand pouring something into the drink as it's being made by the machine. And I guess that's intended for Romana, but the captain ends up taking that drink. The doctor argues with K-9, who says this big ray gun thing that he's setting up next to the TARDIS only has a 60% chance of working. Then they go off to find Romana. Dimon, in his shiny spacesuit, is yelling again about how he needs to get his ship out. A year's work will be for nothing if he doesn't. Trist is there trying to broker peace in his increasingly annoying over-the-top accent. He says only the doctor seems to have any idea how to extricate the ships. The captain, who is downing his drugged drink without noticing the taste, tells them both that the doctor has a bee in his bonnet about drug smuggling. Romana's told the doctor about the bug coming out of the machine, and they agree that it's highly unstable, this CET machine. Trist comes in, and the doctor reels off some techno babble and gets furious about the lack of a dimensional osmosis damper. Anyway, he just says a bunch of like very confusing words, and Trist is like, okay, yep, I'll turn it off. And then he says, oh, you've got to go and see Dimon about separating the ships. So they all go out and they leave Trist behind and he turns the machine off. when they get to the captain, he's clearly on drugs now because he's talking to Dimond, who's on his own ship now, like on a little monitor on the screen. And the captain's going on about the Empress eating his little spaceship and laughing. Romana turns up on the TV. She's on the TARDIS. And K-9 gets sent off to monitor one of the blurred areas. And when he gets there, it becomes clear for a moment. So he goes on through. The captain goes off to get another drink, leaving the Doctor and Dimond to do the separation business. But Dimond abandons it after a while because he's like, my ship's coming apart. The Doctor goes off to get his readings from K-9, and he gets to the blurred area and he's blowing a silent dog whistle and there's nothing, no one, like he doesn't come. And that's when one of the passengers comes out of a door and the Doctor chases him down a corridor, but he gets in a lift. So the Doctor runs down some stairs and then the passenger in the hoodie and 3D goggles, who we see has like a massive scratch on his face. So the Doctor goes into the passenger compartments to chase him, and everyone in there is dressed the same. So he chases the man through several of the compartments. Like, clearly it's just the one compartment over and over, but, you know, they're doing a good job of trying to make it look like a lot. And everyone's dressed the same. It's very confusing. And someone's complaining. Like, they're like, when are we ever going to land? We've been here for ages. The Doctor placates one of them with a jelly baby and says, don't forget to brush your teeth. And the man with the scratches on his face runs back to the lift, which is where this whole thing started. And the Doctor goes to get on the stairs, but can't be bothered. So he doesn't go through. And then we're on another floor and the man with the scratches is waiting with a gun. And he heads to the lift where the Doctor is in the elevator and he comes out. And so the guy runs off into the smoky, shiny corridor, you know, the one where the co-pilot got mauled to death. The captain, meanwhile, is sitting on a couch in front of Tristan and Romana, laughing about big ships and little ships inside big ships and ships in bottles. And Romana's like, oh, that's a model of the universe. The captain says he's going to be executed for dereliction of duty. He doesn't care. He thinks the Doctor and Romana are doing the drug smuggling. That's what he tells Trist. And in the weird interface zone, the Doctor is chasing the mold man in the hoodie, and there's like there's smoke everywhere and some weird electronic effects, like a bit like the spaceship at the start, which is like, you know, juddering like in different places at once. It's very strange. The captain, meanwhile, high as a kite, is now rabbiting on about the Doctor being a narcotics agent, and Trist brings him a new drink. Romana leaves a lift and she's looking for the Doctor, but he's in the interface zone wrestling with the scratched man in the hoodie. And then there's a monster. And we see the monster leaving the smoky corridor and he's advancing on Romana with its big green eyes. And then an unseen person shoots the stripy laser at it until it retreats. And the Doctor crawls out of the smoke on his hands and knees. The Doctor managed to get the guy's radiation band off when they were struggling, and it says Volanti, which was Trist's ship. So Trist, meanwhile, is turning his machine back on when his assistant comes back in asking if the captain is okay. He's like, yeah, no, he's just a bit stressed. And then she's like, why have you got the machine back on? Didn't the Doctor say to turn it off? He's like, oh, I'm doing this for the Doctor. He's a narcotics agent and he's looking for Vrax, and it's made me think of Stott, our lost crew member, your close friend, who had some very strange behavior when we were on Eden. And he's like, do you think he found some Vrax, Owen? And Stott must have had an accomplice, and he's, you know, handed it off to them. And his assistant, who now has a name, which is Della, is like, are you accusing me? And, you know, meanwhile, Romana tells the Doctor about Captain Riggs' behavior. He's got a name as well. I think he had one before, but I kept missing it. The Doctor immediately identifies his, you know, apathy as you know, Vrax Owen. He's taken the drug somehow. Then Trist arrives and tells the Doctor about Stott smuggling drugs. You know, he's who died on their last mission. And he says Stott obviously passed the drugs on to Della. Both the Doctor and Romana, after Trist leaves, agree that that's nonsense. And then the Doctor's called to the bridge over the loudspeakers. Meanwhile, we see K-9 facing down some monsters, like there's two of them, and he's like, I've discovered the power unit, awaiting instructions. That's all we see of K-9. Meanwhile, on the bridge, Dimond is with some officials from Azure. The planet, obviously, not Azure from the Thompson twins, from the Flux. And they want to see the Dr. Romana's ID, but, you know, obviously they don't have any. And the doctor's asked for his name and date of birth, and he says, well, it's the doctor and my date of birth. It's hard to remember, but it's sometime quite soon, which is telling. That means Gallifrey's in the future. So the officials run some detectors over them, you know, like those paddles at the airport, but they've got lights in them, and one of them lights up on the doctor and it detects Fraxoan in his pocket. He's like, yeah, I had some in there earlier. So the doctor distracts them by pointing at nothing and then runs at the door. It's so stupid. The doctor and Rana just run around corridors and the officials chase them down the same corridor, like just the same one corridor over and over again. And then they get into the CE2 room and the doctor tells Romana to dial up Eden, which she does. And he fries the door with his sonic screwdriver and then says to Romana, come with me into the projection. And she's like, we can't, it's unstable. And he's like, come on, trust me. And so they go in and that's the end of the episode. That's the dramatic ending. They've gone into the projection. This is crazy. There's so many crazy ideas in this, and I'm having trouble, like, understanding the pacing of it. Like people just turn up out of nowhere. Like, it seems like a really big ship because there's a massive chase sequence through all these places. But the captain seems to be able to get from where Trist is to the drinks machine to back to the bridge, all in the manner of about 3 steps. It's, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, there's more coming up in part 3.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.